Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Good morning. Good morning. Good to be with you this morning. Just some family news before we continue in our worship. Thank you to Carol there for playing us into our worship. Of course, we still aren't able to sing hymns here at the moment. Are you allowed to be in Scotland, though? Still not. The first time you've been in church? Wow. We got visitors from Scotland. I was just checking in whether they're still not allowed. I think they are in Wales now, aren't they? They're allowed to sing hymns, aren't they, now in Wales? But our time is coming, hopefully, so I'm sure we will make the most of it after the 19th. Still waiting to hear from the big man. That's not God, that's Justin Welby I'm talking about there. So, but we will hear shortly. Hopefully you get your sheet. Not too much to highlight, really, this morning. Other than to say, do be aware that we meet every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. online, on Zoom or Facebook or YouTube or the website to pray. And whether you can join us online or not, do take a moment on a Wednesday morning just to pray for God's kingdom to come here in Bedhampton, which is our focus on a Wednesday morning. For that. And also to say, some of you would have got letters on the way in, maybe if not on the way out. And we did say when COVID hit us, remember that time when before we knew what COVID was, we did say when we changed our service times that we would review them again this year as we come out of, I hesitate to say come out of the pandemic because it's going to be with us for a while, as we get more used to living with COVID, I think is a better way of saying it. And again, of course, as we look now at focusing God's mission here in Bedhampton on reaching out particularly to young families and children and orientating what we do here to that effect, we are now beginning to think about what our best service times will be moving forward. And so we appreciate your input. We are surveying the young families as well out there who don't come right now. And just saying, if we were to do this, what would be the best time for a young family? I had a child that used to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning, so I was always quite happy to get to church early, but I think that's a rarity these days. Thankfully, my son no longer gets up at 5 a.m. in the morning, and, well, at least not in our house anyway. That's a long way of saying we appreciate your input on that. And I was just chatting to someone earlier on who was giving me their input, and we'll see how we go and the best way forward for God's mission here in Bedhampton. So do get in touch with me about that. But of course, the main reason we're here today is to worship and to invite God's people to come and worship. One of the ways we do that is by having allowing people to be married in the church. And they are getting married again in the church again now. So we have a series of bands to read for these people. Some of them have been postponed for 18 months or a year, and others are fresh. But let me read the bands of marriage. I publish the bands of marriage between James Craig McLean and Kaylee Marie Bennett, St. Albans in West Lee, and Paul Vivian Bolt and Rebecca Doreen Sperrin of this parish. This is for the second time of asking for James and Kaylee, and for the first time of asking for Paul and Rebecca. If any of you know any reason why they should not be married in law, you are to declare it now. Let's pray for these couples, shall we? Father, we thank you that you set aside marriage and for all that you offer in that union. We pray for these couples, not just for the big day itself for them, Lord, but for the years ahead. We pray that you'll bless them, that you'll walk with them, that they will know your presence. We pray for their unions together, that they will support one another, encourage one another, that they will take the love that you offer and reflect it to one another. Amen. Lord. As we come to worship our God, let's take a moment to pause, to try and put to one side what's been going on perhaps during the week, to open our hearts to Him, to seek His Holy Spirit. Say together our prayer of preparation. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the faults of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let's take a moment to reflect on our lives and come before a God who is keen to forgive us. As we repent and turn away from our sins, let us confess together our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all, as we say together, "Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen." Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And just in a moment, we are going to say together our worship in the Gloria, which is, you know, is one way that we can confess our worship of God at the moment when we can't sing hymns. So I just wondered if there's anything particularly, as we take time to worship our God in the Gloria at the moment, is there anything that anyone's grateful for this week? I think we should ignore the football because we have visitors from foreign climes here. So, anyone thankful for anything this week?
Yes,
for your family from Scotland. I'm not at all surprised that you're grateful. When was the last time you guys saw each other?
Year and a half ago.
No wonder I thought they'd grown up. Oh, anyone else? No one's grateful for anything.
Every new day.
We went to see, my daughter's getting married in October, and we went to see the venue yesterday. She's getting married here, but have you noticed how weddings are really different these days to what they were when we got married here? Okay. Anyway, we went to see the venue, and it is a glorious venue. It's going to be a great time. So I'm grateful for Paul and for Becky as they walk towards their marriage later in the year. Anyone else? You're all very quiet this week. Well, maybe you can just bring to mind something that you're grateful for as we say our Gloria together. Let's say together, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And I'm just, as I'm about to pray the prayer of the week, the collect, a moment of silence for you to pray your own prayer of thanks. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit. One God, now and forever. Amen. And we're going to have our first reading, which is from the Psalms today. And one of our church wardens here is going to read that for us.
The reading is Psalm 145. A psalm of praise of David. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you. O Lord, your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving towards all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Anne. I think just an aside, the Psalms are just, they're great, aren't they? And wherever you are in life, whether you are up or down, there are Psalms that will help you, isn't it? I challenged a friend of mine actually the other day to write his own psalm, And if you've never done that, just read a few psalms and then just think about what you're grateful for or you're worried about or whatever is going on in your life. And actually writing a psalm is, you know, it's like writing a prayer to God. It's just, you know, this psalm my friend wrote just brought me to tears. It was just amazing. Anyway, that's an aside. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. And I'm going to be reading from chapter 14, verse 13, a very familiar story for you as we work our way through Matthew. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed those who were ill. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them to me," he said. And he told the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let's take a moment to pray as I reflect on that. Thank you, Lord, for your message to us this morning. Pray, Lord, that you would take my preparation, use it for your glory, empty it of me, and speak to us through your Spirit. But whatever happens, may we hear you and know you in our lives. Amen. Are there any teachers or ex-teachers in the church today? No one? Got 1, 2 behind me as well. I'd learned this great trick when I was a very young parent from a teacher, actually, a friend of mine called Mike. And I learned this from the way he interacted with my children. And I used it the whole time my children were growing up. And we used to have a situation that might go something like this. Becky, my eldest, might come to me and say, "Dad, my lamp in my bedroom is broken." And I would say, "Well, fix it." And she would say, "But Dad, I don't know how to. I can't fix it." And then I would say something along the lines of, "Well, if you did know, what would be the first thing you'd do?" And then she inevitably would come up with something and she would work it out. And just with a little bit of input from me, we would together fix whatever it was or solve whatever she couldn't do. I wonder about you. What is it that you can't do? Do you listen to the untruths as you say to yourself the lie, "I can't do it"? What is it, I wonder? Today, as we continue this wander through the Gospel of Matthew, we come across this very, very familiar story, don't we? But it's so laden with more teaching than perhaps we're used to for those of us who want to follow Jesus, want to become an apprentice of his. Yes, Jesus is beginning to reveal his miraculous power, his divine majesty, his divinity, if you will. But there is way more than that. Way more than that than just feeding 5,000 from a little bit of shopping. As an aside, did you notice Matthew, a man of his time, only acknowledges the men to start with? You know that one, don't you? 5,000. But Jesus, who is God of all time, acknowledges and feeds not just the 5,000 men, but the women and the children as well. You see, it doesn't matter if the world chooses to ignore you for one reason or another, the God of the universe sees you and acknowledges you and acknowledges your worth. Like I say, an aside. Because Jesus also teaches us much more from this as well. And he does this like this. We find Jesus, don't we, getting into a boat. It says, when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew to a boat privately to a solitary place. If you remember, just before this, John the Baptizer has been killed in perhaps the most, one of the most horrendous ways for the most ridiculous of reasons, for entertainment's sake, beheaded at a party. John the Baptizer, the cousin of Jesus, the dear friend of Jesus. And Jesus, and we could take some note of this as well, Jesus recognizes that he needs some time to mourn, to regather, to reconnect with his Father, and withdraws to a solitary place. He does this quite a lot throughout the Gospels, and people like me don't acknowledge that, and we need to. He withdraws to a quiet place. So now he can finally have that time with him and his Father, except, of course, hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. No rest for the holy. So what is the response of Jesus? Is it a bit like your rector? Today's my day off. Do you mind? Give me a break. Does he get angry and frustrated? No, he doesn't, does he? When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed those who were ill. He doesn't get angry. He doesn't get frustrated. He just has compassion on the people. And then later on, no doubt after he's been healing people and no doubt doing some teaching, the disciples come to him and say, with this problem, this is a remote place, it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Dad, my lamp is broken. Jesus' answer is simple. They don't need to go away, you feed them. You give them something to eat, he says. You do it. But Dad, we can't do it. We can't do it. We've only got 2 fish, a couple of loaves of bread. At that point, I'm half expecting Jesus to say, well, if you could do it, what would you do first, you know? But he doesn't, does he? Not quite. Instead, he demonstrates. Bring them here to me, he said. And then he tells the people to sit on the grass, and he feeds the 5,000, the 10,000, the 15,000, whatever group it is, of people there. And I think for us in Bedhampton today, as we regather as a group of God's people here, as we look to see what it means to do mission here, the point of this is not the miracle. We know Jesus is a miracle maker. We know that already. The point for us today, I don't believe, is even that he has compassion in his lowest, darkest times on us. He goes on to hang on the cross for us. We know he loves us. The point here today for me is actually the disciples. This group of misfits that we see, the carpenters, the fishermen, the tax collectors, a group of working class misfits who look around the area in which they're in and have compassion on the men, the women, and the children. People who, frankly, should have brought their own picnic, because look, it wasn't that they didn't know what they were doing and there was no shop around. Perhaps they don't even deserve to be fed, but they have compassion on them. And so they take them to Jesus, and his response is, let me show you how. Let me show you how you can reach these people. And of course, as with Jesus, the response is overflowing grace, overflowing love, overflowing abundance. They all ate and were satisfied. And still, they find 12 baskets of spare food. They end up finishing off with more, way more, than they started with. I'm sure we could dive down into all sorts of avenues about why there were 12 and the tribes, etc., but that's not the point for me today. The point seems to be that when the people stepped up, Jesus responded. Because our psalm that we heard, I mean, we could have just meditated on the psalm that Anne read so well, but the psalm we heard talks about the power of God, doesn't it? And yet he still loves us. I'd go home and reread that psalm and understand that, you know, this God is awesome, who is all-powerful, who created the universe, who has the power to snuff us out like that, instead loves us so much that he comes for us. So what about you? What's your excuse, I wonder? Too old? Too young? Too weak? Too ill? Too jaded? Too tired? I think Jesus would say, what would you do first? I can do all things for him who strengthens me. We read elsewhere in the Bible. Often that's an abused and misused line. But what it means is, it's not about us. It's about us coming to Jesus with the compassion, the willing heart that we see, and for him responding. We're not going to suddenly leap tall buildings in one bound just because we quote, I have the power through Jesus. But Jesus will turn his people towards him. The only requirement that you and I have here right now is to have a compassionate heart and a willing heart. And when you and I individually do that, I believe God will use us as a church. And right now, as we look around us, whether it's here in Bedhampton or back home in Scotland or, you know, wherever you're from elsewhere, there are people who are hurting. Men, women, children who are hurting. In our villages, in our towns, in our schools, in our workplaces, in our clubs. Are we going to simply say, well, we can't do it in our own right, I don't know what to do? Or are we going to turn to God and say, I know the first thing I can do. Lead us on. I'm going to ask Carol to play something for us so we can just reflect on that. Maybe during that, God was nudging you about what it is that you can do. Maybe it's something big, maybe it's something small. It might simply be befriending someone. That might be the first thing you can do. It might be giving up something so that someone else can benefit. Or it could be more than that. Thank you, Carol. Let's turn to our creed, and I will stand on your behalf out of respect, and let's say together what we believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was buried, died. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Sandra, one of our other wardens here, is going to bring us our prayers for today.
Let us pray. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you. We pray for God's world, giving thanks for the beauty of creation and asking that we might always be given eyes to see his glory in the world. Amen. As we pray that we will be kept faithful to the good news of your love, we ask that we might be agents of hope and light and peace in all the situations in which we will find ourselves today. We pray for those throughout the world who work to bring comfort to the suffering and healing to the sick. We pray also for those places in the world where people have turned away from the truth and there is no just rule. We especially pray for the people of Afghanistan as they begin a new phase in their country without the presence of the UN troops. Also, we pray for the people of Israel and Palestine, where people live in fear and conflict. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for wisdom for the leaders of the nations, and especially at this time for the leaders of our country, as they guide us towards the ending of the lockdown period. Be with those who still remain anxious, and those in such ill health or other conditions that they must continue to shield from others. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for all who share our lives, at home, school, work, and leisure, and especially for the young people of our church and parish. As they begin their long school holidays, we ask that you would keep them safe. Help us to appreciate them, be open to their insights, and nurture their faith. May this place in Bedhampton be known as a community that cares and demonstrates the love of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Loving God, we pray for all who are weary in body, mind, and soul, and for the lonely, and for those who have been affected by COVID. Renew their strength and refresh their spirit. We pray for the people we know, and the people especially on our weekly sheet who are in need of your healing. And we pray also for those who have lost family and friends recently, and people known to us alone. And in a moment of quiet, we think of those. And finally, Lord, in these difficult times, help us to live in love and harmony with those around us. Let there be peace in our dealings, in our homes, and in our hearts. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Sandra. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us, He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. And so, as Jesus taught us, we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in the one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. And so, friends, draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us, and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. I receive the body of Christ, broken for all God's people, for all God's people. Amen. I receive the blood of Christ, shed for all God's people, on behalf of all God's people. Amen. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we give our thanks together. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and open the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.